so good. Feel so amazing. We back, bitch. They don't even know what to do with us. Turn me up. My little shorty now.
The fuck you thought I forgot, bitch ass nigga?
Way back, ayy. Got boys in the building, huh? What? I said we back on Box Topics, little bitches. Back. It's your boy Young Steez. Right next to me, Lil Reed. Over there, my boy Bub.
It's Bubby
and back. We back in the building. Hey, I said we back in the building, little bitch. How y'all niggas doing today?
Feeling good. We back in this bitch, though.
I got to hit that bomb one more time, baby. We back in a building. It's been a motherfucking minute. It's your host, Topics Steez. Welcome to Box Topics, episode 20. I don't even know. Episode 30-something.
32?
Bro, we like, I
gotta
check
that.
Yeah,
we definitely in 30.
I got you like 32 or something. I'm finna check you too. I don't know where we at. That's how long it's been. 32, 33.
Let me see where we at.
Give me a second. It's been a minute. I'm hyping shit. No, I'm back, and you know I'm in this bitch. Hey. I can't find Box Topics.
Shout out to all the viewers that have been still watching us.
No bully,
bro. Still keeping up with us.
If you're still sticking around, I love you.
Real.
No bullshit.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to y'all. Anytime. I am your host, Sniper Steez. Welcome to episode, I think, 30-something, 33, I want to say. So, I'm going to go with that for now. I'll change it up later on. It doesn't matter. Right next to me, my brother-in-law.
It's your boy, V-Ski in the building. You know the vibes. We back in this bitch.
Feel me? Young Doodle.
I look good.
We back in this bitch. All the way over there, my brother. From another, but from the L.
I can't believe it.
What the fuck is that? In a building, joining us, the one, the only, low key numb.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's that? I ain't shown my face in like 3 years.
Give him a round of applause. A live round of applause, man. Live one. We here, man.
We here.
Started off, how's everybody been, man? It's been so long. How's everybody been?
Same old shit.
Getting old.
Speaking of getting old. My birthday just passed.
Yeah, how old is you?
25.
Your boy is 25. Reggie Bush numbers, man. It's my Reggie Bush year.
Good.
Feel good. I woke up hurting a little bit, you know? my back was in pain this morning. This is Christmas episode, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Relax.
Yeah. So, 25 now. Ain't shit changed. Still working. Still doing regular
Mary
shit.
Mary Chrysler.
Mary Krimmer. Mary Krimmer. Shout out to Young Thug, my boy out of jail.
This motherfucking molested this explosion, man, ain't it?
Got to, man. It's been a minute, bro. It's been so long. For one more time.
Can't be abusing that motherfucker.
I'm going to do that motherfucker in. That's my shit, man. Welcome back. How you doing, Ray?
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be back, bro. Y'all don't understand, bro. I'm so happy to be here. No bullshit, bro. I feel like I've been missing a part of my life, you know? I got it back, you know?
I ain't going to cap. I'd feel better if I had to bite of that Kit Kat. I ain't going to cap.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
I'm fucking with you.
Nah, man, but Qua, how you been, bro?
Shit, man, you know? I don't know, to be honest. I ain't even going to lie to you, bro, for real. Robbie, yeah, I've been incognito, so I ain't really been showing my face. I ain't really been around people except my people.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I just feel more clear headed than I did before. If that makes sense.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Life was a little crazy, but got things in order.
Yeah, everybody be going through it, bro.
For sure. Shout out to everybody that's going through it.
Shout out to the struggle.
Shout out to depression and all that type of shit.
Shout out to therapy. Shout out to therapy, baby.
He said
did my balls in $1,000 dressing
because I got depression. As long as you're working on that shit, you can always make fun of it.
There's nothing wrong with making fun of certain things in life. You got to make fun of things just to get through it, bro.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. Some people, I hate people that can't do that shit, or they get mad like comedians because they're making jokes about rape and shit like that. Like, it's like, ahead, bro.
Yeah, racism and shit.
Yeah, man.
Like how Kendrick, he beefing with that one comedian. I forgot what his name was. Comedian from L.A. Some old. I mean, he not old, but he looked like he like his mid-30s. I forgot what his name was. And he basically like sent a diss out to him in one of his songs on his new album.
Really?
Like, mixtape. Yeah.
See, that Kendrick album's fucking crazy, bro.
Kendrick so a crazy ass nigga.
I was so happy you dropped that shit.
That shit was mad.
You listen to OT7 Quani. Shut up.
That shit was mad.
You listen to, bro, get on my face.
That shit was mad.
Yeah, bro.
Bro's playing all the
all sad
man,
shit.
I'm like,
these niggas rapping about life, but it's so slow. I'm like, man.
I'm like, yo, you going through something? You something you want to let me know?
Like, right, man. Like,
we
bro.
Gotta go get the Suburbans and ride
out. Bro, like, we got problems with niggas out here. Tell me. Tell big bro.
Yeah.
Tell,
we had to go show up on somebody's doorstep.
Word, man.
That shit was poop. I ain't gonna cap.
Man, you just don't know
it
good
was
music.
Like one or two good songs on the air. The rest of these shit have kept. That shit was poop.
Bro got Napoleon's in
the Bub, don't even, bro. You make listening. Music, but don't even listen to music, bro.
I had that.
Bub, dude. Bub, the worst music that. The worst person to ever try to get some music from.
Nah, the drops you've been coming out with, bro. Them bitches is hard, bro.
Talking about what he listen to, not what he make.
Oh,
what he listen to.
Oh, Bub, yeah.
Because I sit in silence. Them niggas can't sit in
silence. Bro, he could drop an hour and with no music.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Chillin'.
Psycho shit.
What the fuck?
I can drop
psycho
shit.
No music. Never, I bro, can never do that, bro.
Just hear yourself breathe. I don't want to hear all this shit. Turn some music on. What the fuck?
This nigga got like 4 terabytes of music, bro.
Turn him off.
And that's what pissed me off. He got so much music, but don't drop it, bro.
Nigga don't drop
music. He just like OT7.
But you know what he did drop, though?
It took bro 2 years to drop this.
No, we not a secret.
It's something
like
2 years.
Though. I remember this. I remember bro had made this shit in my basement. No bullshit.
That's crazy. Exclusive Bub from the L drop. Locked in. Make sure y'all tune in. iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you need to listen to music on.
Tell me what it's gonna be. You know, you gotta turn this up until you gotta play that back. Turn that shit up.
They don't gotta know what we doing. It's a business. We locked in.
Talk that shit, Bub.
No, we not a secret. They don't understand. We just locked what? In.
Listen, shorty. Listen.
Little baby, I've been patiently waiting. Let's go back to my place. We can skip the first place.
You can have it your way.
Lick you like some ice cream.
Girl, I want the first taste. Missing you. Missing you.
I can tell the difference. Feel it when you miss it. Know we got our issues. And sometimes we need distance. Hate the way we argue. Why can't you just listen to me? I'll just let me finish. Tell me what it's gonna take for me and you to get locked in. You push the limit and take you places you never been.
Yeah. They don't gotta know what we doing. It's a business. We locked in.
Talk that shit, turn
it out a secret.
They don't understand. We just locked in.
Shout out the Bub from the L. My brother is dropping classic after classic, hit after hit, banger
for the Lizzie, man.
Smackers.
You can't forget that.
Smackers.
Don't forget the Lizzie.
If you want to listen to good music, go to that guy over there. Oh, it's random music playing. Turn that shit off. Anyway, back to the topics. Can we start off with something? NLE Chopper.
Yeah, you know it's crazy because
I thought that was gonna be like one of, not the main topic, obviously. I thought that was gonna be one of the first ones that came up. Why is bro wilding like this?
Bro, was half naked.
He always been a weird. He always been a weirdo.
You seen this shit, Rick?
Bro, I feel like he doing it because it's bringing in more attention to himself. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm all for
wilding out. Nigga had the ass cheeks out.
He wilding. I didn't even see all that.
He said, "Should this be the album cover?"
Wilding. Bro, smooth.
Yo,
wild.
For all the viewers, it's back there.
No. Yo, get that shit from behind me, bro.
It's this picture right here.
Yeah, boy's a freak. Yo.
Bro, I feel like he's doing that because it's grabbing attention.
You know what you got to put right above the picture?
What?
Tiny hole. That boy wilding. I don't know what's bro, good with him.
When I see that shit pop on my Instagram, bro, I was screaming, bro. I'm like, why, bro? Why do you want to make that the album cover? Why is that even a question?
This nigga went from a drill rapper to peaceful kumbaya motherfucker. Now he freaky as hell.
LA make niggas.
I feel like whatever he on. He got that shit from Bobby Shmurda.
You think so? You think
bro,
so?
Bro, Shmurda came home freaky
yo,
as hell.
Yo, yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
That boy came home. He came home a little too loose.
Hoochie daddy. Bro, what is going on with our favorite artists nowadays, bro? These niggas going through a crisis.
Them niggas.
Shout out to Chopper though, bro. He getting them views and he doing.
You don't shout
thing.
Out to him. What the hell?
Nah, bro.
I'm gonna give him a round of applause, bro.
Bro, you doing?
Plus, he's been around for this long. Gotta give him my respect.
Yeah, bro. He's smart.
I'm gonna give him my respect.
He getting niggas on.
I don't like the way he looked at me.
Man, he basically doing what Lil Nas did. He made how many remixes he made to that freaky shit, that freaky ass song he got.
I don't listen to Lil Nas. I'm sorry.
I'm just I ain't saying that.
I'm just saying don't be surprised. You catch me in a leather jacket.
Yo, and bump. If you come out with the pubes, I swear to God, I'll never talk to you again.
Nah, bro. I'm just gonna come out with the leather jacket and the cheeks out.
You better not come out with the ass out. Like Prince.
Bro, I'm gonna block your ass
with
the mama.
With the biggest pair
shit,
of
bro.
Denims I can find.
Nasty.
Shit's just gonna be baggy as hell on you.
Nasty. Bro, smooth nasty.
You better not, bro. You better not.
Nah, I'm guessing.
Nah.
That shit crazy.
I had to get that one out
the way, bro. I definitely was doing some weird shit like that, though.
Follow up with that one.
Yo, Bub, go for it. Good for it.
I had to bring that one up first, bro.
With a white beater on with the nipples cut out.
All right.
He's doing too much.
All right, bro. Now you wildin'. You gonna have little tassels on his nipples and everything.
Nah,
should that swing around?
Ain't gonna do the tassels, just straighten up.
Nah, that's what you gonna do.
Ski mask.
Yeah, you trying to be a freaky bandit. A freaky bandit.
How you got the
duty
in the ski mask?
Bro, crazy, bro. All right, so I got a few topics I want to get out of the way. A lot of shit that been going on in the net. Like I said, free my nigga Young Thug, but what the fuck was that? Thug, what the hell? How the hell you get caught like that, gang? What the fuck happened?
Thug free.
Y'all didn't see the video of him and Devin Haney's wife?
Well, they said they wasn't together at the time, but still.
I don't give a damn. If you my wife.
Wasn't Thug still with Maria?
Mariah. Yeah. But John. He a celebrity. He gonna have bitches on bitches, you feel me? I don't want to say that because these niggas don't be having hoes. Shout Travis Hunter, hoe ass nigga, simp ass nigga.
Hell nah, man. Bro. He going outside, bro.
That nigga going outside.
And it's like, I don't even try to feed into the internet for real, but like.
Yayski. Hold on, my boy Yay in the chat.
That shit.
Yeah, Yay.
Yay in the chat.
That shit sad how he going out, bro. Because it's like, it's physically there.
Bro.
And like, you see this shit, bro. And then you want to talk about, I've been with my girl for 5 years. Then it's like, shit from that 5 year span to now.
She's been an IG model for the past 6-7 years. I've been following her this whole time. That's why when he first got together, but first thing I said in my head, like, oh, he wiped that drum? Okay. To each his own. But then honestly, that y'all been together for 3 years. This is what I knew the nigga was like, going outside. When he said he used to sit outside of parties while she go inside.
Yeah, that killed me.
I'm like, bro, come on.
That killed me. You wasn't proving no point when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like.
He said she could take a picture with her fans. What fans do she got?
Is that her only fans? That's the only fans she got. Like, bro.
That's a little crazy. Like,
bro, and then it got that
you're
clip.
The celebrity, my boy.
Not even. You the athlete. You the prize.
It got the clip of her being mad when he was sitting there taking pictures with his fans and shit. And she was sitting there upset and shit.
Bro, she didn't even stand up when bro got his Heisman.
Yeah.
Bro, they had a maker.
Yeah, Coach Prime did.
He had a tapper just for her to get up. Like, and come then, on. But she should have been the first one up. I ain't going to cap.
This is how you know. Example number one, how you know a celebrity is guilty or anybody in that light is guilty when they make a video. When she made that 8-minute video explaining all that other shit, I'm like, yeah.
She made it worse.
Yeah, she guilty.
The more and more they talked about it, they made it worse.
But they both made it worse for themselves. Why y'all keep
That's
bringing
what I'm
this
saying.
Shit up?
They should just left it alone.
Exactly. You don't got to let nobody know what's going on.
I feel like, bro, he... feel me, he's still young, and like, and the fact that he needs to learn, like, he has to actually go through that. You know, everybody go through that one heartbreak that fucks him up. He needs that. But I hope it don't. I just hope they don't fuck him up in the point of.
It is.
It's gonna fuck him up.
It is gonna fuck him up.
He already deleted his Instagram.
You see how bad he defending her?
Bro, that nigga going fighting hell and back for her.
Bro said when he get to the league, he marrying her right off rip.
Yeah, he bugging.
Bro, dumb as hell. Like, bro, what? What? Like,
but we always dumb, bro. We was all young. We was all young and dumb like that, bro. When we had a joint that we ain't really see. Everything was murky. You feel what I'm saying?
We didn't have that much money.
But when it's handed to you like that, in front of you like that, come on now.
And mind you, let's keep it a bean.
He got other celebrities, everybody over there making videos and all.
If you want to keep it a bean too, bro.
When I was in high school, bro, I didn't let myself get played, but I ain't gonna hold you. Not like how
but
he
it's
is.
A difference from him than us. You feel me? He's an athlete.
Ain't nobody warned you like he won't. Like he getting warned.
Millions and millions of people know who he is. You feel me? Like this is like. He's not gonna never hear the last of it. This is gonna always be his troll.
And
he gonna have to come to the NFL and be.
He got a snap.
And be it be Deion and Jerry Rice. I ain't gonna cap.
He got a snap.
Bro got a snap, bro.
Bullshit. He gonna have to be. I'm trying to tell you, gonna have to go crazy.
He gotta be like prime T.O. Jerry Rice. Like he gotta really be that
gotta
nigga.
Be Randy Moss out there.
Yeah, for us to forget about that. Cause we don't know what position he playing in the NFL either.
He playing both sides.
They're not letting him do that.
Bro, Coach outside. Prime said he not going nowhere where he can't be himself.
They're not doing it, bro.
I'm just saying, going out, sitting outside the party is insane.
That's OD.
I never heard no shit
while
like that,
she was in there throwing it back too. She was in there throwing it back.
And his clips of her throwing that motherfucker like
he just chilling outside the party on some bullshit.
That's never. But you notice after those clips came out, bitch,
he like.
Yeah, you see what we seen. Yeah, nigga, she one of them.
Man, he probably been seen that.
She inside at a Phillies game. Feel these.
Yeah, nah, word up.
That's
feel these
sad,
nuts,
bro. Yo, I hate seeing niggas.
She cooking for other dudes, all type. Bro,
she
laying in dude bed.
But they said that was before them. Man, him and
bro,
got together.
Yeah, that
but
was
they been together for 5 years. How long ago was that ago?
It wasn't no 5 years, bro. He just went to Colorado 2 years ago.
No, I'm saying
he only been a bro.
He's saying they've been together for 5 years.
That's cap. I've been following her. I've been following her, bro.
I've been following
her this whole time. They didn't get together until he was in Jacksonville. Until they won in Jackson State. Until they won the championship. That's when they got together.
No, that's when she made him public. They probably still been together. That's when she made him public.
So that means the whole time you letting the show that you talking to go to other niggas. Nah, bro, I'm not letting that slide. If we talking, you're not doing that, bro.
Why she even going to a party like that? She had a little skirt on.
I'm not letting my girl go to a party by herself. What are we talking about?
Damn, I didn't let that happen.
Never.
He over there being a car vlog.
If she go with her friends,
I
cool.
I can't even say nothing about that either. Like,
if she go with her friends, cool. Not while I'm there. You're not doing that while I'm there. That's different, bro. That's crazy
that's
work.
It is, and that's what it is. Bro. Going out, you going out.
Exactly. Like, I'm not being no DD.
But they was type young, I guess, right?
I don't care how young you is, bro.
Deion is a good enough father and a coach. He should be teaching that man on and off the field.
Man,
Deion better.
Deion not worried about that nigga. He worried about his two sons, bro.
Man, he say he like a son to him. Shit, how many times he said that on camera?
Niggas lie.
He live with him. What the fuck?
Deion is his dad?
No, he live with Deion while he in school.
Oh, all right. But I'm saying, thinking about the whole time.
But that's the case. The whole team would have been living with him.
That's all
he got. Who he got living with him? Travis. Because why?
He the one.
He's the son to him.
He the one. Like,
true.
If that's the case, he wouldn't be treating him the way he treat him like a regular player.
Then Deion, this your fault. This is Deion's fault.
Bro could be just having his fun. And he just, for me, more publicity, more all of that.
What more do they need?
That's like saying.
You're Deion kids.
It's Tom Brady's fault for the way that Antonio Brown act, bro. That's like saying that because he was living with him at one point.
That's the reason why he's so close with Tom Brady's wife. He probably cracked Tom Brady's wife.
Nah, I doubt it.
Shit.
You saying Tom Brady a cult?
Tom Brady kisses his sons on the mouth. He lets niggas fuck his wife, bro.
But on wood.
Oh. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hyping her, bro. You're not about to type that. She was doing tennis for five, whatever she was doing for like a long ass time. It was still a black belt. You getting cracked by that nigga, shorty. Get out of here.
I hurt my eye, right?
At this point, you just can't trust no one.
Trying to tell you. Listen, if you get yours, be careful.
I'm mad care about who the fuck I be around. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's why I ain't no relationship, brother.
Oh, that's no
stay
relationship.
Out the way. Stay right out the way.
I don't trust not a soul. Barely talk to my mama.
Travis.
Damn.
God damn.
100.
Travis. From box topics. Tighten up, nigga.
Mama,
tighten up, nigga. This nigga got tightened up, bro. This nigga, this nigga's a fucking. Tom Brady, stop kissing your sons on the mouth too, nigga. I ain't forget that. I ain't never gonna forget that shit.
Yeah, them niggas is past 15.
But you gotta think about it, bro. They different from us.
Them niggas like sophomores and juniors in high school, bro.
Yeah,
they probably still. But the video that came out,
bro. You gotta think about it.
I don't know if you ever seen the video, bro.
What that mean?
This nigga Tom Brady's gonna.
That don't mean.
Wait, what happened?
Raising two different households, like households, like
bro. What? No funny shit, bro. When my dad used to do that shit, bro. When I turned like
your dad kissed you on the lips,
bro. When I turned like 8, I stopped that shit, bro. Your that was over for that.
Wait,
shit,
your dad kissed you on the lips.
Weird, <man. laughs> you some freaky ass. Nigga. I mean, like, come on, God, I was a kid. Bro.
Nah, my dad ain't do that shit. My dad respect me as a grown man. Shout out to you, dad. Hey, nigga.
My dad treat me like a baby, bro, because that nigga ain't see me a lot.
I respect that. My fault.
Shit, nah, I ain't trying to make it sentimental.
Nah,
still.
Nah, it's,
I mean,
all right. It's too late. It's too late.
I better say shit. My dad ain't even kiss me. Shit.
Shout out to that nigga. He a real nigga too. Hey, shout out to him. He a real nigga for that. I don't know about anything else. Hey, yeah, Tom Brady. What else I got to talk about? Nigga ass being out. Nigga being a simp.
This nigga.
Jay-Z.
Yo, nah, bro. They been saying this shit about Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
They been saying this shit about Jay-Z.
Save this. Can we save at least one musical GOAT, bro? Like, why all the musical GOATs gotta be like that?
You gotta think about it, bro. Back then, them niggas were that ass freaky, bro. No funny shit.
Nah,
they
for
was,
sure.
Bro, Jay-Z, when he dated Aaliyah, how old was Aaliyah? She was like 15.
Oh, hell. All them niggas. Him, yeah, R. Kelly,
R. Kelly, Diddy, all them.
They toss her little ass in a circle.
Bro, I knew Diddy was freaky as hell when fucking his son broke up with John and then he ended up.
Oh, Agent though?
No, bitch that went out with Future too. Steve Hardy's daughter.
Oh, Lori?
Yeah.
You know Lori Hardy?
Yeah, he went out with her. Son went out with her. Her son went with her first, and then after his son broke up with Diddy went with her.
What? Oh, yeah, I definitely didn't know that, bro.
Nah, she wealthy, but going from the son to the dad.
Yeah, like, but she's a prime eater.
She just walking
no funny
around,
shit.
Walk around different parts of the house getting.
Word up, but from room to room.
I mean, if you seen that, if you ever seen Diddy's crib, bro, that nigga got a big ass crib.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, of course
she walking around that crib like an omelet, straight egg getting cracked.
Bro, man,
no sir.
That the world is. What is the world coming to, man? Boats getting exposed. Fucking, y'all seen Jamie Foxx shit? His special?
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it.
Netflix, I heard it's good
shit,
though.
That shit was all right. I watched it.
I heard
it's
good though.
Yeah, he was bringing up a lot of shit in that too. Talking about all the shit that happened on him.
Everybody saying he cloned all that shit.
Yeah, he was saying Cat Williams basically lied and just talking shit. Didn't know he was talking about when he was talking that shit about.
Nah, see, they made him go in there and say that they paid him.
I don't know. I ain't gonna say all that.
They paid him.
Listen, man.
Wait, you?
It's getting crazy out here.
Man, some of the shit Cat Williams be talking about, bro. That shit be real, bro.
Nah, for
keep
sure,
it 100, bro.
Sure.
After he said all that, bro, all this weird shit start coming out, bro.
That's because niggas wasn't scared to say it anymore.
Man, listen, look. I don't know if it's true or not, but this probably might be a reach, bro. I seen some shit about. How Jay-Z, like, he a part of, like, Michael Jackson dying.
What?
Bro,
the
no
fuck?
Bro, no, bro. No, bro. No bullshit.
All right, all right. We're going too far.
I'm just saying.
I literally
just said, I seen it. I don't know if it's true or not, but they was trying to make it seem like it. I don't know. It was a big-ass post. But they was talking about it, though.
They just be reaching, bro.
They was talking about it, though, because Mike used to do them little stand-ups and talk about it. You look it up. He used to talk about
Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
they stand up.
Not like a stand up. He's just going on stage and just talk about it. But he used to make like little jokes about it and shit.
Yo, can we talk about Michael Jackson though for one quick second? This nigga used to have bitches fainting just off of standing.
Something about him not wanting to sell his catalog and shit.
Bro,
you know that shit had hella money into it.
Nigga pop one button.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
Bro, a female died old, because of that shit.
Bro.
You seen an old clip of him when they begged for him to take his glasses off when he did, everybody went crazy, bro.
Bro, he did that shit slow as hell. He
taking his fucking glasses off.
Like,
bro,
you know how that nigga you gotta be? You know how much of a that nigga you gotta
be? You
gotta
be that nigga for real.
Bro.
You gotta think about it, though. Back then, them ain't low key, everybody was low key obsessed.
And they didn't have the internet like we do.
Yeah, like the internet now would be. Like downplaying motherfuckers, so we don't really be all like look at fuck like how we just talked about it earlier, Ice Spice and Doja Cat, bro. If the internet wasn't real and them bitches was popping how they was back in like the early 2000s, bro. Come on, cuz.
Bro,
they be on they body crazy.
Now they both on drugs. So they got something in common now.
I just think Ice Spice on Zip, bro. Her head, she literally got a blockhead, but she looked like SpongeBob cousin when he came to visit that one time.
Ice lost all the spice, bro. She's not the same. It's not cool.
I bet your ice pink.
I love those shoes.
She happy with her body.
I'm not happy with it.
She wasn't. She didn't think she was bro. Healthy.
Man. She ruined my shit. I like you for the thickness. Now you all motherfucking skinny and look like Taylor Swift.
That's where her fame came from.
Exactly. No funny shit though. Like,
she can't even do the little coochie cover no more. Hell no. She can't even do that no more.
That's why they said she was a little plant. She was a plant.
Speaking of jiggle, can I get a shout out right quick? Shout out the motherfucking
Lotto. I love that bitch.
So when she shook her ass in that cheetah print.
Are you think she really go out with 21?
No.
What the fuck?
I hope not.
But she got his name tatted.
I don't think that's about. There's so many niggas with that name, bro.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna say. Shout out to fucking Sharif Cooper. He wiped up the thotty of the thotties. Eater.
Oh my god.
Pause. No diddy. I let y'all know how much his eater. She got videos out.
Sharif Cooper. What the fuck?
He played ball. Exactly. His sister went out with Alma Kamara a few years ago, the WNBA player. Tia Cooper. That's it. Her brother. Hit the Ash Cash, the light skin joint. She got her name tatted on her neck.
She wasn't a thotty, bro.
You want to see the video?
Nah, I'm good.
All right,
I'm
then. All right, then.
I'll
pull the hub up right quick.
You was talking about for a minute.
I'll pull the hub up right quick, my boy.
Yeah, she definitely
but, is. But it was only one nigga, though. Wasn't it? It was only one nigga she was always recorded with.
I want to say that.
Shit, I don't know. I don't even give
a fuck. Man, she had a nigga scrambling out the bed. She's different, bro. And she had nothing to come out with nothing like that. That's why I respect him and her. Now, Travis Hunter, I can't respect you because, like, bro,
yeah,
you let that come out.
Said that?
Nah, that bitch mid, bro. Travis Hunter's, bro, his bitch mid, cuz.
Yeah, I'm gonna say she mid.
Her tattoos make her look dirty.
Yeah, I think it's the tattoos, bro.
The tattoo placement is crazy.
I like all of it, bro. She not bad. I just don't like the shit at the end. It's like, bro, you should have known,
shit,
bro. Y'all just watching that movie the other day, bro.
Not a bitch.
What do you say? Say it all together now. Where my bitches? That's my favorite movie.
He said, like a damn snitch.
Are we talking about two different movies?
I thought
it
was talking about Friday.
I brought him how high. No, he started saying how high.
Oh, I was talking about Friday.
No, we on the same page, though.
Yeah, same character and shit.
Nah, yo, Mike Epps is the GOAT when it comes to these movies, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, nowadays,
next
corny
Friday
as hell, bro.
God,
you ever see, what's that shit?
Next Friday, corny?
No, I said nowadays.
Mike Epps now.
Yeah, nowadays, he kind of corny, bro.
I get it. He's not as funny as he used to be.
What's the Meet the
Blacks? He's getting old.
All right, yeah, no, those movies not that funny. That's
that shit
why.
Was ass, bro.
But they low budget, like super low. Even though, like, Next Friday is low budget, them joints are super low budget, bro.
They had Lil Duval in that bitch looking like a freak.
But any movie with Michael Blackson, not. Agree. Now, crazy. Michael Blackson.
Michael Blackson funny forever.
But not
he
now,
got famous
nah.
off a 2 minute clip.
Exactly.
Who, Michael Blackson? He said, "Girl, you funk back, bitch."
That's exactly where he got it from.
But now it's like, bro,
2 minutes, bitch. 2 minutes of fame, and it turned him into that.
That's yeah. all. That's all, man. I don't like that no more, man.
That's an ugly ass nigga, bro. Jesus
Black
Christ.
As hell, nigga. The same color as this table in front of me.
No diddy, bro. I ain't even trying to judge another man, bro. But that's, bro. My mama, bro. You made me mad when I look at him.
He said his wife be letting him.
Now that I'm older, I feel like I'm like on some real, bro. Now that I'm older, I feel like I can't handle all that. Game. Not saying I can't handle
much.
Yeah, bro. Just having several women come.
One already have shit.
Feel me giving me stress. Imagine two bitches hitting you up. They both mad at the
not
same time.
Not even living
bro.
With you.
Oh no, nah, yeah, I'm good.
That shit be.
I barely can even live with a roommate. I can't. You feel me? I can't live with two bitches, bro. That shit would kill me because I'll be mad every day. Unless they good bitches, then like, all right. Cool.
I don't know because Lou Williams made that shit look really good.
Who?
Lou Williams from the basketball player.
the best six man.
Six man ever. You don't know Lou Will? You know Lou Will, bro.
Well, he not the best, but we want
him. Nah, he's
because he not better than Jay Crossover.
Nah, no, at all. Not at all.
He the best six man.
Like, when I hear stories about men doing that, bro, like, some of them be having some good outcomes, bro. Like, they be having some good joints.
I ain't gonna cap. You gotta have two girls. Like, man, you a little too freaky. Like, what's wrong with one? Like,
Ain't nothing wrong with the other one.
A half of deep man. Listen,
God said be fruitful.
Man, listen, you good with one. I ain't gonna cap. You need more than one. You look. Come on, you pushing it, buddy.
Bro,
you pushing
it. Order to have two Jones, bro. You gotta have that chicken.
Exactly. Not even a chicken.
That's why only them niggas could do that, bro.
And that's why they live happy lives, because them girls will do whatever they tell him.
Shit,
to do.
Them motherfuckers be stressed out, child support, trying to sue, all type man, of listen. Shit. You gotta worry about all that shit. I'm trying to tell you. When they send more money, more problems, shit. They meant that shit.
What? I'm strapping up on everything.
Everything got hit, bro.
Rubbers.
Especially when I got two Jones. Rubbers. Hitting. Look at that nigga. What's his name? The rapper nigga.
Gonna have to sponsor me by them bitches.
What? Rappers?
Nah,
the rapper nigga. What's his name? Fat nigga,
bro.
Fat boy
SSC? No. Oh, you talking about, it's cool if they do it. Yeah. Go do it. What's that nigga name?
What's his name, bro?
That's two times.
Yeah,
him. Yeah. He just had two joints, yeah. Bro. That nigga was stressed.
They was beefing every
they
day,
was
though.
Dykes.
They used to be.
Yeah, they used to be dykes. That's
But even with that, they was arguing every other day on live. If you ask me, I feel like bro's gassing that shit.
Bro, and Finesse Two Time, he wouldn't even take care of them kids. He was trying to make it seem like he wouldn't even take care of them kids.
He wasn't take care of them bitches.
That's what I'm saying. They look like dykes.
Nah, that's you're thinking of what's his name, bro? That's how you got it. What the fuck he said? Mama, I'm a stabber.
Fredo Bain.
Nah, bro, he got it, bro. He turned two dykes out, cuz he got.
Nah,
it,
that's how you're supposed to do.
He told about that's how you're supposed
to. They want change. Listen,
yo, is it weird that you attract? Nah, no funny shit. Is it weird that you attracted to a dyke though?
That's what I'm saying. You're a little too freaky. If she don't even want to be a girl, right, why you about why say, you trying to touch
to,
her?
To just like off point be attracted to her off the looks, it's kind of weird.
That's what I'm saying. What made you want to touch her?
What do you
her?
Mean off of looks? Or even off of the emotional aspect too, because they act like men. Bro.
But she dressed like me though.
That's what I'm saying. Like
both, exactly.
So that's why kind of weird.
Showing she's sagging a little bit. That's why. Come on, bro.
That's why at first it's kind of.
And he talk about all that shit in his music, bro. Be freaky as
this
hell.
Thing yeah. Over here,
that's all. I'm trying to. I'm mad. I can hear everything he's saying. I like it, but nah, bro. But and that it's like, all right, to be attracted off of looks and like it's like not knowing them. It's like, all right, that's kind of weird, bro. But now if you like know them joints already, and like, all right, I might give you the pass. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, just give me one good shorty. That's it.
No bullshit.
Nobody about to have. Nah, I'm not about to doing that. Just give me one good shorty. Nobody about to be dealing with all these. Nah, hell no. Stress kill you. Feel me?
I just need one headache.
You feel me? Two headaches. Hey,
bro, that's a migraine. That shit hurt.
Bro, I remember I had this one joint, bro. I was very ungrateful. I wanted hella bitches, bro, when I was with her. But like, now that I've been single so long, bro, I ain't gonna lie. But she just had one bitch. Yeah, not her, but like, just I wish I just had somebody. You feel me? Not that bitch.
Just one crumb of pussy.
Oh, my mom.
All right, so my last topic I want to cover. Young Thug, we didn't get to talk about that for real. Shorty, everybody.
They doing Thug Dirty, though.
Bro, why? They didn't have to release that, bro.
Yeah, they doing.
Somebody said Travis Hunter PR team doing great.
Oh, shit.
They said they put that shit out on purpose.
Bro, you got to think about it with Thug, too, bro. He can't do shit for the next, what, 11 years?
Somebody
I mean,
like 15
he
going to
need all the... All the might be some support he gonna get. You feel me? Hey,
but it's like
he
at first,
make no money,
at this
bro.
Point, bro can do whatever the hell he want.
When I first seen this shit, I'm like, bro playing there. He not off it. Then I seen the nigga start tearing up. I'm like, fuck.
it was fake tears.
It was fake tears. I'm like,
bro, he just kept looking over and rising his eyebrows.
Nah,
like.
This is the thing though. She really wasn't supposed to go there. Like it wasn't a scheduled joint. She just damn near popped up. She was like, I can't talk to you no other way, so I came here. So the whole time, if you look at Doug, he laughing, doing a little extra.
Stretch,
like,
I think she like, do you love me or something? He's stretching like. I'm like, yeah, she needed this.
I'm like, bro, hate this joint.
How long was that nigga locked up? What the fuck,
bro?
Not even what, bro. More than 2 years?
Something like that, like a year and a half. Almost 2 years. Something like that.
Dog funny as hell.
But he was in jail just going through a lot.
His face expressions told the whole conversation.
It's one of them Jones where it's like, she just keep hitting you up, but you don't want to talk to her. And you only talk to
her.
And
then they can see each other so cheap. So she's like, why you keep raising your eyebrows?
This is why I lost
bad
it.
Bad as hell.
This is why I'm like, yeah. This is why I knew Thug ain't like her. Because he even told her, he's like, I just want you to, you know, find your love. She said, what do you mean?
That was Devin Haney. That means, bitch, go home.
Go to your nigga. I don't want you. I just want me to
go the fuck home. She was crying and everything.
She said, why would you say that? I was like, what?
So we not a lie?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Bro probably thought he wasn't coming home, so he was just getting ready.
Man, I think so. Man, I don't know. I feel like most of Jones, he's just entertaining just for that reason, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Cause
a lot of
they was saying Mariah was cheating too.
Love, yes, sir.
bro.
I would say Mariah was cheating too, so who knows?
She was holding him down,
man.
We only know what they posted on social media.
Fuck Remy Ma.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Remy Ma. I just thought of that. Bro. Fuck you. Yeah, yo, you did Papoose so dirty.
That's why he knocked your man's out. That's why he knocked your man's out. And he was in fetal position.
And that's why he got flamed up in the battle.
He was in fetal position.
Bro, get him dirty, bro. And then sat there and got mad that he fucking with somebody else, bro.
Bro.
I didn't know you was coming
home. If your girl gotta wake you up from getting knocked out, yeah. Meant to be.
Just leave me.
The thing is, the bitch got another nigga that looked just like him.
Exactly.
Like, what?
And he got more money than him.
And the nigga rap. Like, bro, you wanted me, but you feel me?
Like, come on, bro.
Like, bro. Fake poos, like, bro, that's might be the title of that. Fake poos.
That shit wicked, bro. That's what I'm saying. They just go for whoever. I'm telling you, hey, females are put on this earth to do what?
You tell me.
What we put on this earth to do?
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No way.
Hey, yo. Yo, this might be 200,
nigga. 200.
This might be TMI, bro. But I used to fuck with this one drone, bro. This is how I knew she was a bad drone, bro. I used to fuck with this one drone. She was like telling me all her dark fantasies, bro. Bro, she hit me with the darkest shit in the world, cause like, man, she wanted all her shit filled up at the same time.
Oh,
my mama, bro. She said like she wanted it done by like a father and all his sons.
She trying to get, huh?
Oh, my mama, bro. Put this on everything I love, gang.
Shorty. You need God.
She one of them girls that be touching her cousins.
Yo, playing house and shit like that. Yeah.
She definitely touch her cousins.
Come here, cuz.
If you think that deep, yeah, you definitely touch your cousins.
Stroke that shit, cousin.
Bro, she lost in the sauce. I ain't gonna cap. Shorty, if you see this, you lost in the sauce. You need help. Find God.
Find immediately. Go to the next room and pray.
If you see this, worry about your family.
Yo, yeah, man.
Focus on your family and stop being out here like that.
All right. That's my last topic of the day. So back to real shit. Life. How's y'all nigga life been, man?
Life.
My boys, man. It's been a long time since the podcast, seen all three of us. What's been going on with y'all two?
Nah, I just was doing them platters and shit.
Slide a little bit closer to the mic, cuz.
I said I was just doing them platters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. The first go around was cool.
Chefing it up.
And the niggas was like, you feel me? Running back, hyping me up, gassing me up and shit. And then why nobody show up to get no platters in next go?
That's why like you only make a certain amount.
Right. Limited.
So you should have given some motherfucker free platter, motherfucker.
Yeah. Why you ain't offer me a free platter? I see you post that on the gram.
Now you ain't cook it.
It's okay.
Like, I made my size and shit.
Man, you could have gave niggas, feel me?
I made size. But like, how this nigga looking? Niggas wanted me to give him a plate of greens and shit.
Shit, I'd have took
mac
that.
And
shit, I'd have made that.
I'd have mac and cheese up.
I'd have put them both together. Feel me?
If you don't know, Bub's a chef. He cooks every fucking thing.
How you be making mac and cheese? I can't tell you all that. Okay?
Can't. I'm happy you said that. No secrets, you know my mean? Boy. No yeah, secrets, bro. My boy. All I'm gonna say is when the Bub cook,
I love it.
No bullshit.
Better come get you some. And no the bullshit. Flyer with my boy on it gonna be right here.
Mm-hmm, you dig? Hold on. My boy put like, on a flyer and shit.
Looking like somebody auntie. Look at him.
I like somebody aunt.
Like somebody
you see that,
auntie.
That lit nigga right there? You see that? I'm going to zoom in on myself. That nigga lit as hell. Look
looking
at him.
Like a little dyke. Look at him.
All right, nigga. All right, nigga. You wild as hell.
But it just showed me, like, the business side of stuff.
Right. Nah,
what
man.
What happens when you try to, like, overdo it?
You feel me? Yeah, now you know. Now you see why a lot of business go out of, they say they don't got enough food. Because they don't make that much for a reason. I guess know they don't, but just keep doing your thing because that motherfucking platter
then, like,
was good.
Open, like during the day, like you know, thinking people will come during the day. Motherfuckers try to hit me at like 10,
Cause they be off the Yerkes. They be filming. They be off the drugs.
Just got the motherfucking bar.
You just gotta be available.
Like, let me know.
11 at night is crazy, bro. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna cap. Get your ass up. It's money to be made. You get your ass up at 11 o'clock to go to work, don't you?
At
night.
You gonna make mad bread at
11. He work night shift.
Man,
he going at midnight.
I'm not about to be cooking that.
I'm gonna definitely try to be open.
I'm gonna keep it 100. Just make one big ass portion the first day, and that's it. If you miss it, you miss it.
Right.
If you want it, shit. Make them, hey, you go buy it and have them make it for you. Simple as that. If not, you get your little personal pen, but it's going to cost you a little more. I'm his agent. Hit me up at 856. Feel me? You know what I'm feeling? I ain't going to get a phone number out.
Look at that. Go ahead if you want to, nigga.
But you feel me? I'm his agent, though. You feel me? We're going to get him there.
Bro, say that. Not my agent.
He lying, feel me? I got him in a 360 deal.
Somebody get this jigaboo away from me.
Donation.
Man, if you want to give some money up to my boy Bud, man,
it up.
Cash App is gonna be down in the description, all that. So if you want to help out the organization, you know,
if you put a buck in my cup, then I will shut
the fuck up.
You don't gotta be a baller to give me a motherfucking dollar.
Yeah, I love that video, bro. man, so Christmas is around the corner. Oh, how you been, bro? Oh, you can talk about your life first. We good. Christmas.
Fuck, how the fuck this nigga feel?
Go ahead, bro. How you been? Other than what you said before, man. If you want to get into it, you still make music?
Yeah, I still make music, bro. I do this like every fucking 2 years. I take a long ass hiatus because I just be overthinking everything. Like, I thought that I needed to build a fan base in order to drop albums and.
I thought you about to say build a family.
Nah.
I'm about to say nigga what?
Hell no. I'm probably gonna be one of them niggas don't have kids, so I'm like 40, bro. But like,
I'm thinking like 30.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say 40 old as hell. You gotta think by the time
shit,
you
30 just, old as hell. Shit, you yeah, got shit. You damn near got 25 years to live. Shit,
but if you exercise,
I
got
at least
like
see
that.
My son to eat 30, 35, 6 at least something. Shit,
god damn, nigga, you think you about to check out early? Bro.
Yeah, like, bro, no life expectancy for himself.
Nah,
like,
I don't
ain't expecting
that's
nothing.
What I'm saying though, like, I'm trying to be able to see my son have
trying
to
see him have kids. Yeah,
I'm trying to be the old head.
At 60, I'm gonna see that.
I mean, yeah, that's the goal. But, like, I just felt like, I don't know, bro. I'm not even, like, I don't know. I just took a long hiatus on this shit, bro, because it just wasn't benefiting me the way that I wanted to. Because the more I got serious about this music shit, I realized that I had to put more money into it than what I was actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't really sit here and make a song on the laptop and then try to make a video to this shit. And then I got to get everything together.
But that's the thing you don't know. Yeah. I just had to tell Buck, like, me and Buck was kind of talking about that a little bit. Like, bro, just drop. Like, a lot of people that blown up now that we listen to now, they just drop music. Even when it comes to, like, cover art and shit like that, they just put a random picture of themselves.
But when you do this shit for, so long, bro, it's like, eventually you get tired. Yeah, you get tired of doing the same shit, bro. And it's like, yeah, you definitely want more.
Need a team.
Yeah.
That too.
It's doing that shit for so many years, bro. Like, the only nigga that I really make music with is this nigga, bro.
He don't even drop music. he got them 10 terabytes
that's
in his.
Oh, my God. That guy's a blind leading the blind. Oh, my God. I got all y'all managers. Yo, hit me up. I'm everybody manager. Trying to tell you how y'all dropping $2 a week.
What?
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm trying, you see, I be pushing Bubba up. Man, drop that shit, nigga.
Man, listen. I almost had to go on Bubba crib and steal his shit like old dirty bastard.
Hard drives and everything, bro.
Or he'll steal his whole computer.
I'm about to use AI and using his voice and make my own songs and drop.
I'm just saying, like, it's more so, bro, like, I'm tired of having low quality shit. Like, when I go back and listen to my music that's on all streams, bro, I be like, damn, like, this shit could have been mixed way better. I could have did this in a different studio. I could have did this a whole different way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then
true.
It's like, this song was so gas, but I didn't take the time to actually give this motherfucker the right pampering that it needed. You know what I'm saying? It could have been a masterpiece. Like, I got hella songs like that, bro. Now, right now, I'm sitting on songs with this nigga that it's like, bitch, we gotta go to a studio, go record this, bro, and shoot a video to the same day.
I don't mean to cut you up. Golf on Sunday.
That's never coming up.
Nah.
Hell no.
Why not?
That shit dead, bro.
Why?
What happened?
Not
really happened, bro. It's just
you just lost the. You don't feel like it's gonna be relevant to now, or
the hype that we had for it died, and then a lot of shit within that process of that tape just wasn't like consistent.
You love music?
Yeah, more than myself, honestly.
Well, you could just drop that shit. Right, just, bro. Just let the world
decide. For the love of the music.
Keep it 100.
For the love of the game.
Keep it 100. You can just drop it.
Not mixed right, bro.
It don't matter.
Fuck it. It don't matter. It's worse shit out here. It's worse shit that's going global that's better than that.
But, like, the beats that I'm doing now, bro, I own all them shits. Mm-hmm. Either I done bought them off the homies and I own them. Them beats won't go off on Sunday, bro. I'm getting copyrighted for all them shits.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, the files that I have for it now is the files that I have for it. Everything that we worked on, that whole tape and everything, all that shit is gone.
Ripped. Damn.
All of it's gone, bro. So we just got the files, the rough drives.
Yeah.
I don't want to drop no rough drives and shit unless we re-record it, but when I get in the studio and try to re-record those songs on those beats, bro, the shit just don't feel the same. Like, it's
it's not the energy not there.
I evolved.
Everything was in that moment.
Yeah, that's really how I make my music. I make it in the moment.
So it's like, I evolved from that person. I evolved from who that was when I made that music. And, like, I'm on a whole different topic now. But it's like, the music that I want to make now, bro, is more of like a fucking a butterfly coming out of its cocoon. That's how I feel now. And that's why I want to get back into it. And really want to rush in. That's why I'm really showing my face and shit. Cause I've been incognito for way long.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen you since that one episode last Christmas episode.
Last year, like, I've just been trying to get myself right. Just a lot of shit I've been working on myself and like my headspace as far as how I react to things and just the people that I have in my life. Like I had to realize what was going on around me instead of always thinking like, yo, I'm gonna be sad forever. I'm gonna be fucked up forever, and I had to get out of that headspace.
You've been losing, not losing people, but like letting motherfuckers out of, like, push something the motherfuckers like away and shit like that, because you're noticing certain things.
Because I was more of a person that didn't really set boundaries. And the more I set boundaries, the more people that was around me. Once I start setting those boundaries, motherfuckers just start dispersing from me.
You realize like, oh, so you're only around me for this one reason or that reason and shit like that.
I was always that motherfucker that was just, I'm a battery. I'm going to always charge a motherfucker. Nobody was there to charge me.
Right.
Instilling in yourself and also instilling in your child. Like,
yeah.
You gotta set boundaries for your kids and let them know that they have boundaries.
Yeah.
It's okay to tell people that you don't like something.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. You feel me? Yeah, I got you.
Same thing with us as adults.
Like, and it's more so like realizing that I'm more of a grown man than I was, than what I thought I was when I was like 23.
Mm-hmm. You know
what I'm saying? Because like, how I react to things and how I go about things wasn't always the right way. So now the way I react to things, it's okay to be wrong sometimes, my nigga. Like, you don't always have to be heard. You don't always have to have that last fucking word in an argument. You don't always have to be the person that's right in something. Like,
right.
You could be fucking wrong, bro, and that shit still will affect somebody more, because as soon as you say, all right, you got it, you right, or either you just leave something alone, that's going to have they fucking mind racing. That just shows that they're not ready to mature or to grow as a person to be who they need to be, because they're still stuck on the part of being right because they want to be heard. They want to be understood. They want people to pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
And gotta get away from that shit. Like, that shit don't do nothing for
that's
you.
That's about to say, that's not good.
Yeah, bro. It clutters your mind. It taints your soul. You know what I'm saying? It makes you, it stumps you from who you need to be for yourself.
Can't grow.
Exactly.
Gotta grow, especially nigga. We getting older.
Are they listening?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a difference from saying yeah and saying, okay, I understand, or something like that.
Facts. So, it's kind of different.
20 minutes. 20. Yeah. Yeah, about 15, 20. Okay.
This motherfucker just waving at people.
Shout out to my grandma. Keep the ones that love you love around, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm an asshole, though, bro. On some real, like, I'm mean as fuck, so that's another reason why, like, I don't be around nobody. I don't fuck with nobody, bro. Like, I fuck with who fuck with me. And I ain't saying I don't fuck with none of y'all. But I'm just saying, like, I fuck with who fuck with me. And I show love to, like, I'm always going to show love. I'm a pure-hearted person at heart. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, now that I have boundaries, I'm just mean as fuck, bro. I'm mean as hell. So people don't really like
me. Now let shit slide.
Yeah,
man.
I'll tell motherfucker quick not to talk to me. Like, I'll ask somebody. You can ask this nigga. I told a John one time. She would talk to me. I asked him, like, why are you talking to me? Why did I say you could talk to me? I really don't be wanting to talk to nobody, bro. If I have nothing to say to you, there is no reason you should be talking to me.
I get you.
But I don't want you knowing nothing about
me. So okay. It's different.
Yeah.
I thought, like, a regular conversation, like, bro, get the fuck away
from
me.
Same way.
Nah, yeah, it was on some regular conversation shit. Like, why the fuck are you talking
to me? Nah, that nigga ignorant.
I feel like I just don't be coming out because I don't be wanting to trade bad energy with people.
Facts.
If I ain't in the mood and I'm feeling a certain way, why would I go out?
and do some type shit. Yeah.
Bring that bad juju around. Like,
that was
sometimes
one thing.
Niggas gotta check their temperature before they go out.
Yeah, for sure. That's why niggas just be going out trying to fight.
I learned to check your own temp. Like, maybe you too hot right
now. Do the knowledge, nigga.
All
right. I really was trying. I'm really like, I'm on some unk shit right now, bro. Like, when I be seeing young boys, bro, I be really be trying to get in their head, be like, yo, bro, like, start second guessing on how you think about shit. Like, start second guessing if you about, when you about to go do something, second guess that shit, bro, because that shit could change your life. And it's like, it's so cliche to say that. And it's crazy that I made it past the age of when I'm sitting here trying to preach to these youngins. Like, I made it past that age that now I see why they were speaking to me like that, or like how they were speaking like the kids around me that was doing bad shit. Cause it all makes sense now, bro. Cause like, at the end of the day, none of this shit fucking matters, bro. Being angry don't do nothing but kill you faster.
It just made, and it, you being angry is just only hurting yourself. Exactly. Cause you don't even want to sit over here thinking about whatever is making you angry and shit like that.
Bro, I agree on that.
Bro, I be seeing niggas my age, bro, crash down on the internet, bro. I'm talking about posting text messages, them arguing with bitches, or posting them arguing or saying they want to fight somebody, whatever. Like, bro, you a grown ass man, bro.
My cousins.
Like, come on, bro. Damn near 30, bro. It's like, what the fuck are you doing right now,
that's all, like, older niggas.
If you got enough time to sit around and gospel, you don't got enough time on your hands.
Like that one nigga.
Enough time on your hands.
I ain't gonna say the name, but the one nigga on Facebook that always posts his family problems. You know, Zach, y'all, boy, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna say the name.
Oh, okay.
Always got a
y'all
problem.
Y'all know he the only nigga on Facebook that posts his family problem, no matter what it is.
I don't be on.
They be like, bro,
you can't balance.
You like 50,
you
bro.
You can't balance your drama.
Oh,
with,
I know you're talking
money.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Nigga, you about 50 doing this shit, bro. Sit the fuck down.
Say, bitch, I was about to say his famous line, bitch. Oh, my
say it. I don't care.
He's that nigga. He was like, share the line.
Then
donations.
Bro,
but still, like, bro, like, it's certain shit, bro. Especially once you getting older, it's like, bro, that shit not worth the time or worth the energy for you to be pushing that shit out. It's like, bro, you got to learn that shit.
And that's what I said, when you gotta let go of certain shit the older you get and become more of a person. Like, as far as like your soul being tainted, because that, for example, nigga, you damn near 50, you still hoarding all that shit that you
all
want
that bad
that
energy.
Yeah, you want that attention. You want that recognition. You want motherfuckers to understand you. So you're still chasing shit at fucking 50 years old, trying to get your point across. When no one really gives a fuck, they just feeding into it because they're also, their soul is also empty. Their soul is also thirsty. So they're trying to replenish it with, let's look at it like this negative shit that's going on. That shit's alcohol. They ain't doing nothing but constantly drying themselves out, but keep trying to fill themselves up with this fucking poison.
Exactly, bro.
Shit not doing nothing for.
Shit just killing the motherfuckers, so, man, should be corny. Let's get away from the negativity. Almost out of here. That was a good way to end the pod, though, I ain't gonna lie. Let the kids know what's going on. Let the youth know what's going on.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Take care of your mentals, man.
Yeah, that shit important.
One thing only.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
On everything you gotta do. Do the knowledge all the time.
Don't let nobody tell you can't.
And when you 50,
shut the fuck up.
That thing too, man. Shut the fuck up and stop talking about certain shit, bro. Leave that shit alone. I got a button for everything, my boy. Nah, but yeah, man. That was a good way to come back. Mary, so before we got out here, we got 5 more minutes. What's y'all Christmas plans? I don't have any. If y'all know how my life is set up, I don't have any plans.
Jamaican food.
You making Jamaican food?
Yeah,
what kind?
Brown stew chicken. Curry goat. The rice,
with a little bit of Zanny on the side.
This nigga, yo.
Papa Tesla pill. I think I could drive myself now.
That was a bar. Who said that?
V's.
Bro, that's a bar. Nah, for real.
Bro, that's why V's one of my favorite artists, bro. He be saying some slick shit.
He
like,
said,
oh.
Papa Tesla. That's
hard. Papa Tesla pill, I guess I could drop myself down. Cut the bitch off. She done had a mental breakdown.
That's like, what the fuck?
I'll send it to you after this.
Hey, send me that shit,
that's my shit, bro.
Yo, what?
What about you, bro? What you got?
Besides
my young boy.
Nah.
Can I post that picture behind us right quick? My boy.
Yeah, go ahead. For sure.
Y'all see that little handsome young nigga back there?
He gonna be on the pod soon.
At 2 years old, he gonna be right here talking his shit.
Give him a couple more months, feel me? My boy about to get his ears pierced, though.
Ooh, really? He about to be crying.
Yeah, he definitely is about to be crying.
He gonna cry. He gonna cry too.
Yeah, you gonna cry.
I've been
crying since he been here. I ain't gonna lie. Shit, if you a parent, you know.
Nah, yeah.
It happens to them.
Can't wait for that day, man.
It happens.
I hope, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. When that day comes to me, I hope I, like, I'm not that selfish with my emotions that I can give like love that way.
Nah, that shit gonna. That's it, you had that baby, bro.
That's why I'm scared to have kids, bro. I'm scared I'm gonna be too selfish, bro.
Like, you gonna change, bro.
There's nothing wrong with being too selfish.
I was the biggest baby moms.
You scared it's gonna happen to you?
Yeah, bro. I was violated.
Yo, I fucked up my first relationship. Around, comes about around. Shit like that.
Shit,
like,
bro. I be in it.
Now you definitely can't worry about shit. That shit. Yeah,
bro.
Everything
I used to, bro. I fucked up a good ass relationship. My first ever girlfriend gang. Like,
that's another part of the mental, right there.
Because I was doing niggas' girlfriends like bad, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking niggas' bitches, cause like, and then when I finally got my first girlfriend, mm-hmm. nigga, I was in my head.
Nah, he not hitting girlfriends.
I'm hitting baby
moms. What's your name? What's your name? Hold on, be quiet. What's your name, brother?
DM Killer.
Yeah, yeah. Uni. Shout out to La Unica. We ain't give him a shout out this whole time.
Try doing like that, though.
Yeah, that's bad karma. Man.
Yeah, man. Bro. That's why you scared. Like, I ain't worried about that.
That's some kids. Shit, you gonna be the baby mom and the baby dad.
He already got the stomach in it. He got the titties, too.
Mm-hmm. He already got the King's Boo pouch.
That's the first one.
Damn, gang. I feel bad for you, bro. You know that shit gonna come back tenfold.
They gonna just bless Bo with two twin girls.
Two twin triplets.
How you gonna feel you get blessed with that?
He gonna be on his Rod Wave shit.
Nigga gonna move out of this state.
His hair already falling out.
Oh, nah, that's crazy.
You gonna have a lace front on.
Whoa!
Like Jimmy Butler, he gonna keep changing his hairstyles like Jimmy Butler.
Now, what's going on with bro, man?
Bro got the life. Him, and Derrick Henry going through a life crisis. Man.
Bro, they making. You said who?
Derrick Henry. Read like a young Usher.
Fuck out of here.
Nah. Derrick Henry. Why you gotta come with my man, bro?
All right, my boy. Bub is out of here, everybody. We about to end up anyway. We about to leave anyway. This is the last of it. Let's go ahead and get up out of here, man.
Any Bub, you drop some. This L, you still look, motherfucker.
Any last words, Qua?
I'm back outside. I was saying, come fuck.
And fuck the Ravens.
Fuck the Ravens.
Fuck the Ravens. Fuck the Eagles. And fuck the Commanders.
They mad as hell they lost, bro.
We won one for the season. You see what's going on. And my boy, me.
They
me
lost
my...
the most important game to them this whole season, bro.
We was at the game when it happened.
We was at the first time
we witnessed
won.
It.
We witnessed the first time.
Hey, yo, since first I ain't going to be here. Hold on.
First 48, it was called fried turkey.
Since I ain't going to be here, yo. And I ain't gonna get to say this. If you don't like, subscribe. What I say, like, subscribe.
Come on, baby.
Like, subscribe, comment, share, all that shit. Your mama, hoe.
You some freaky ass niggas.
You heard it here first.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and wrap the joint. Any last words, on Risky? Any last words for the peoples?
Nope. Get the fuck out of my face.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy that time with your family. Thank you for tuning in on this very Christmas day.
Yo, check on episode. Your mama. Go check on your partners.
Check on your folks, man. Yeah, for real, man.
It's a lovely holiday. It's been all spread love and joy.
It's been good seeing everybody. Thank you for liking. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for tuning in, checking in, and all that other stuff with your boys. Yeah, I'm your host, Sniper, Young Steez, Young Lonnie. Call me Lonnie from now on. Right here's my
His
brother,
name
Young.
Lawrence. Fuck out of here. His name Lawrence. It's right your here. Boy Risky in the building. You know the fucking
vibes. Young Risky, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Low key number. Keep God in your life. Fuck nigga.
If you don't like, subscribe. Comment, go on YouTube, go on Twitter. He got pick up his.
Where he going though?
Where he going?
Oh, this nigga forgot his keys. Can you take them to him, bro?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. He off, bro. I'm trying to tell you, check on him,
bro.
Check on him,
this nigga, bro. How you forget the keys, bro? All right, man. Thank you. I am your host, Sniper Steez, my boy Risky Young, Loki Num. Thank you for joining us on this day. Enjoy it. Like I said, enjoy the holidays with your family. Thank you for coming. You know, your mom's a hoe.
And if you're a Ravens fan, use a bitch.
Use a hoe.
Yo, these niggas violent.
Except for my man, but everybody else, use a bitch.
I only respect one Ravens fan. Shout out to you, brother.
See, I don't respect none of them. They all bitches. Lamar, bitch. Zach Flowers. I said Zach Flowers. Zay Flowers.
Get it right.
They all some bitches.
And Marlon Humphrey's bitch ass nigga.
They all some bitches.
And Deontay, fuck your nigga.
Hey, yo, y'all niggas.
Red,
Donation.
That's a good one.
When it stop recording?
Oh, just now.
Ha ha ha!